Hi, Explorers. I'm Adriana Scorey.
I'm Cindy Dowsett.
And I'm Lauren Rodick Eberly. We are the mamas behind Kids Who Explore.
Come along with us as we cover all corners of raising kids in the outdoors.
We are honored to share the mic with adventurers from all over the world.
Thank you so much to Sawyer for sponsoring today's podcast. Sawyer is a brand that makes rad clothes for wild and adventurous kids. It was started by a husband and wife team from Park City, Utah. The duo recognized the many benefits of kids spending time in the outdoors. Sawyer also recognized the fact that on average, children spend 8 to 10 times more of their free time on electronics than they do playing outdoors. Compared to their parents' generation, that's about half as much outdoor time. Sawyer believes that childhood memories should be strewn with sunny days, fresh air, riding bikes in the rain, and simply exploring and connecting with nature. Sawyer exists solely to encourage kids to be outside and be adventurous, to play in the wild. Here at Kids Who Explore, we've had the pleasure of dressing our own kids in Sawyer goods, and we love their adorable prints for kids, their comfortable material, and of course, their wonderful sayings that inspire outdoor adventures. Check out besawyer.com to get your kids decked out too.
Hi everyone! Back in episode 1, called Meet the Mamas, we learned about Cindy Dowsett. But we are going to shine the spotlight on her a bit more today to talk about her adventures, and specifically her 2021 adventure goal. Cindy is a full-on adventure mama, along with her husband and university sweetheart, John, and two kiddos, Jackson and Naya. Cindy can often be found mountain biking and downhill skiing. She loves to show people that adventures don't stop after having kids. Before having kids, John and Cindy used to mountain bike, ski, camp, rock climb, and backpack across countries even. After having kids, they've managed to do all the same things. She hopes to inspire everyone to expose their kids to nature from a young age. She has loved seeing her kids begin to participate, share her passions, and even begin to surpass her on the trail. Welcome, Cindy.
Hey guys.
Hello. I have Collins with me again today.
Hi, Collins. Okay, so we are going to get started here today, and we just want to talk about you, Cindy. So do you normally set New Year's resolutions or goals?
New Year's resolutions, no, not usually. I always have some kind of goals going. I like to keep multiple lists. So whether they're to do with mountain biking or like mountain biking trails that I want to do or hiking trails that are on my bucket list or places that I want to travel to, I usually have a couple of things going on.
And by a couple, it's like a lot of things going on. If you just head over to her Instagram page and check out everything that she's doing, is just amazing, honestly.
I even have bucket lists that are titled hikes to do with the kids.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah, I aim to complete all of these things by the end of the calendar year, but I'm not super hard on myself if I don't. They're just more of a fun idea. And as I find inspiration from other people, I'll add it to my list. And then if I get it done, I get it done. If not, then it's not a big deal. But luckily I've surrounded myself with a good group of friends. And when we're planning what hikes we want to do, we'll usually refer to each other's bucket lists and pick one from there.
Well, yeah. And you just love your full moon adventures. And I'm sure you could talk a bit more about that as well. And even you went on a hike last night in the dark up one of the summits there. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so that was gorgeous. We ended up leaving a little bit earlier and doing it as a sunset. And then we waited on the top of the mountain for the moon to come out. And wow, like magical, doesn't even begin to describe last night's moon. So we do a full moon hike every month, or at least we try to. But last night's moon was just something else. Like we couldn't see it at first and we're getting really cold. And we're like, okay, maybe it's time to head back down. The moon's not coming out tonight. And then all of a sudden, one of the girls yells out, there's the moon. And so of course we all go like racing over to this one side to see it. And it was coming. So you could see Calgary's lights way off in the distance.
Yeah.
And this big ginormous moon was coming up above the city. And it was this crazy, like oblong oval. I don't even know, like just this weird shape coming up. And then it started to get more round and circular. And it was just this crazy fiery red and orange color. And it was huge.
It was fabulous, honestly, because we're out on the prairies here and it was just so vivid. And I was thinking about you on your hike. And so Cindy is on a new beginning today, because we all know with full moons, we kind of reset at those full moons and release a lot of old energies and such. We're very spiritual over here, or at least
I am. Well, and speaking of things that we do on full moon hikes and traditions that we have, for the newbies that were with us last night, I think they were kind of in shock when we started to do the countdown to howl at the moon, and they're like, what? Like, yeah. we always howl like a wolf at the moon as a group when we all get to
it's
the
our
top
thing. Yeah,
it just it's that release, like you're just standing there and you just so much has been pent up and you just gotta let it out on the top of a mountain with a group of women, and
so powerful.
Yeah,
it is, it's so beautiful.
So Cindy, can you tell us about the hiking goal you set for yourself for 2021?
Sure. Yeah. So this year I would really love to be able to do 52 hikes. So that's about one hike per week. And last night's full moon hike was actually number 15.
Whoa. Are you serious? 15 already?
Yeah.
Isn't it only February? Like, we're not even into springtime yet here. And she's our... Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah, I saw there's a challenge. There's actually a website called the 52 Hikes Challenge, and I saw it on Instagram and I just thought, wow, that's so cool. And I didn't join the group for anything, but I thought I would just make it a personal goal.
Wow. So to be on track, you would need to have about 8 done right now, and you're just about double that.
But you never know. You never know what's going to happen, right? Like, I knew a polar vortex was coming. So those 2 weeks I wasn't able to get out. Actually, that's a lie. I did go out once and it was painful, like actually painful. My eyelashes got all frosty and then burnt my eyelids. That was not a good idea.
I'm just visualizing that picture over here because we saw that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it was really fun. We just were out there for too long. We were having too much fun playing in the ice caves.
Well, so when you're heading out on your hikes, then what are your requirements for each hike? Do you have like a set? Does it have to be a minimum elevation gain? Does it have to be minimum hours? Or like, how do you set that goal?
So a lot of the hikes I do, obviously I do with my kids, and they actually set their own goal this year. So their goal is to do 30 hikes for 2021. Naya is at 12 and Jackson's at 9. And every single time that I go out, he'll calculate it in his head and he'll say, okay, you've done this many and Naya's done this many. So that means I have this many to make up and I've got to go out with daddy so I can catch up to you guys. And I'm like, excuse me, if you and daddy are going hiking, there's no way I'm being left out. So sorry, bud.
Is there a prize? Like, is there a prize at the end for the kids?
I hadn't thought about that, to be honest. They're just doing it because they just enjoy it.
I love that. Intrinsic motivation. Intrinsic motivation. The prize is doing it.
So to do the hikes, because most of them are with the kids, I do try to do a different hike each time. That's just not something that's required. Like, I have no problems redoing a hike. It's just I'm wanting to explore new areas. Just with COVID this year and being stuck inside so much, I'm just wanting to get some form of some new something since I can't travel. And usually this time of year, we'd be gone somewhere. So with the kids, I make it either a minimum of 3 kilometers or an hour, whichever comes first that day. And it doesn't always have to be in the mountains. Like, we'll go on an urban hike in the city or around our house. And my rule there is that it has to be in a forest and it has to be on a dirt path. So like, not just walking down a sidewalk in the city.
That's a great rule. I think that's awesome. I just want to ask about your one challenge there. You have a mini challenge coming up, I think in June in Canmore. And in one day, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're planning on summiting 3 peaks. Like, Lauren, wait till you hear this.
Triple crown.
Oh, this same thing that when we...
Yeah. Oh yeah. So Lauren, we went up Lady McDonald. Like, sorry, we're not trying to hijack your episode here, Cindy, but like we were in Canmore and we went up this, we only made it to part way because we went to the helicopter pad. We didn't actually even summit, I guess. And we felt like it was a pretty challenging hike, but for locals, they literally just run up and down these mountains. So that is one of them, Lady Mac. And then I'll let you take over, Cindy, but it's Huling next, I think.
Yeah. So the challenge is called the Triple Crown of Canmore, and I'm doing it with a group of moms from Calgary. And yep, you said it. It's 3 mountain peaks in one day, well, 24 hours. So we're going to start like twilight hours in the morning. And The first one usually is Lady Mac, but this year the trail is closed due to trail maintenance. So it's Grotto Mountain instead. So I actually have never done Grotto before. So I might do it before then just to have an idea of the trail before I set out to do all three. So this year it will be Grotto Mountain, Howling Peak, and Eeyore, which is east end of Rundle.
That is fabulous. And I think I recall we signed up to do one leg of that journey with you. So I'm going to pack Turner in his pack. And we're going to attempt to come partway up Howling. I'm not going to guarantee we're going to make it to the summit, but we will be cheering you on every second of the way. We're super excited for that challenge for you.
If I am back in town, I want to join.
And Collins is coming too. Yes, let's do this. We're so excited. We're going to get a sign having kids to explore, and it's going to be an amazing day. We're so happy for this.
It is. The Triple Crown is, like I said, those three specific mountain summits within 24 hours. And the total elevation gain is over 2,400 meters.
Wow. Oh, I guess on this podcast, you can't see my eyes bulging, but like, whoa. That is significant.
If all goes to plan, I'll complete all three of those hikes in a day out of my 52 hike challenge.
Wow.
Collins is cheering for you.
I think you come down the mountain. I'll get more information as it gets closer. It's not till June, but I think as we come down the mountain, like they say you should have a change of clothes and some extra snacks and water in your car. And then I think you drive to the next place.
We'll have the snacks ready for you. Hydration station, here we come. So do you have any big ticket hikes? I mean, other than this Triple Crown scenario that we're discussing here today, on your wish list this year?
I always have big ticket hikes on
my
bucket list.
I am so excited to ask you this question because I just can't wait to hear your answer.
Oh my gosh. I was looking at my bucket list the other day and I was like, wow, there are a lot of hikes on here that are rated hard.
Yeah,
but the big one. So the big one I'm really excited for this year, as I'm going to do as a birthday present to myself, because it's only open for a few months out of the year. So you can only access this mountain summit a few months in the year.
I feel like I don't know the answer to this, actually.
Mount Temple in Banff National Park.
Yes.
So it's always been a mountain that I thought was way out of my league because it's a mountain that my friend's dad used to use to train for his hikes at Mount Everest. So I was like, whoa, if he's using this mountain to train for Mount Everest, like I'm not even going to bother considering it. But then you organized it last year for Women Who Explore and I couldn't go that weekend. And
so yeah, we woke up at 12:30 at night, drove there to the parking lot by like 2:30 and started the hike. And it took us, I actually don't remember how many hours, but no, you'll definitely rock it. Like you'll be amazing at it for sure.
It's the highest mountain peak in Lake Louise area at over 1,700 meter elevation.
And the situation of the century. I'm so excited for you though. Like it is, it's incredible, but like it is it's a commitment, like an all day / night activity. And their number one thing is just packing all the snacks on it. So yes, that's so awesome. So
I'm always about all the snacks. So that's totally fine with me.
I am so excited for you. Like, I cannot wait for you to do that, honestly.
Oh, and what I was saying earlier too, was about why I've done so many already. It's one, it's right now with COVID, it's the only way that I can see a lot of my friends right now. So that's why I've been getting out more than usual. But also in previous years, I've had different goals. Like maybe 4 years ago, I think my goal was to do 25 summits. And then Canada Day that year, so July 1st, I broke my foot and wasn't able to complete that.
Right.
And so I thought if I can get ahead, then, you know, life happens. Then maybe I get as close to the challenge as I can. If I don't, I mean, hopefully I get to finish it, but you know, life happens. So. Just in case.
Okay, so you have Mount Temple on that list. And I just want to know, like, what's another one that you're also planning on doing? Because I know there's definitely going to be more than one.
I need to refer to my list. And my list is just on All Trails, on the All Trails app.
I want to, like, put a question out to our listeners of, like, I want to know what their lists are. I want to hear what their bucket lists are as well. We'll have to maybe post that on our Instagram.
So and is that how you're keeping track of this 2021 challenge? You have a section in All Trails?
No, actually, although I think you can do that on All Trails. I just honestly keep it on my phone with Keep Notes, which I think is just an app that automatically comes loaded on my phone.
Oh, okay, that's perfect. And you just
same,
every time you
the same do place I put my grocery list.
Right. You say you're a list person. You know I'm a list person too. So when you were saying that, I had all the feels.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm just scrolling through here. There's, like I said, 39 on my to-do list. There's a lot of trails I want to do around Lake Louise. And this might be the summer to do it because it's, you know, instead of dealing with thousands of people visiting Lake Louise in a day, there's only hundreds right now.
I'm available all summer. I'll join you.
I think I would really like to do Mount Smutwood. That seemed to be a really popular one last summer.
I haven't really looked into that one. What's the main hype of that one?
What do you mean?
Like, what's the main hype? Like, there's Mist Mountain that has like the hot spring pool thing at the top, which is epic.
Oh.
But
okay, it's honestly just the views from the top. Like, it just looks magical.
Amazing. That's great.
Yeah. So hopefully I'll get to tick off some of these ones. It's harder because all those ones I can't do with the kids. So, you know, I've definitely lowered my expectations and I get out when I can out and I don't put any pressure on it at all. And even with the hikes with the kids, a couple we've already had to redo because the first time around, we couldn't, for whatever reasons, different reasons, we weren't able to make it all the way to the end of one. The first time, so the attempt two, we made it to the end.
Right. Yeah. I guess that was like with Troll Falls, like when we went, it seemed like a lot of the sections were kind of closed down there too.
Yeah.
And you know what, Cindy, one of our ambassadors said recently on a post that instead of saying lowering her expectations, she started saying changed my expectations. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's amazing. Because as parents, I feel like we say that a lot, like let's lower our expectations, but they're still amazing things. Like you're still doing 52 hikes, no matter what kind of hikes they are, right? So I liked that mindset, changing your expectations.
I love that. I'm going to start using that too. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, that's great.
You have any thoughts for families that want to incorporate some sort of challenge like this into 2021 for themselves?
Great question.
Yeah, I would say just go for it. Just ask around, go on different groups, ask questions about what hikes to do with your families and just go for it. We have an episode that just aired with our hiking pack list that you guys can reference for things that you need, essentials and just any extras to have on the trails with your kids. And just, yeah, get out there, have fun. And, you know, if hiking or getting out there in the summer is the only time that you want to risk getting out there with your kids, then that's totally fine too. Winter adds on a whole other element of layers and things that you have to bring. I think Naya wanted to come down and say some things. Can I go grab her?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Naya.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi.
Oh. How are you?
Good.
Have you ever been on a podcast before?
Yeah.
Really? How many?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Oh. Okay.
So Naya, we're going to talk about some of the hikes that you do with mommy. Do you
What's your favorite thing to do on a hike with mom?
Riding down.
Oh, and how do you ride down?
A friend.
A sled. That's awesome.
And who pulls the sled?
Daddy.
What's your favorite snack on the trail, Naya?
Granola bars.
Oh, you love granola bars. And do you like some of the treats?
Yeah.
What's your favorite treat?
Chocolate.
Oh, chocolate. That's
awesome. Naya, we didn't even ask, how old are you?
2.
Wow.
Who do you like to go hiking with, Naya?
Teddy.
With
Teddy.
Daddy? With Daddy?
Teddy was a kid with the daddy.
All right, I think we may have gotten everything we can.
That was
Thank
wonderful.
Thank you for being on the show today, Naya.
We hope you come back again.
You say bye?
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. So I hope everybody has gained some inspiration today from our show. We are going to end here with our three questions that we usually ask. So Cindy, what's a piece of advice you can share to help families get outside?
Get a good night's sleep the night before. It's hard to stay on high energy and that this is so much fun mode when you're completely exhausted.
Awesome. What's your favorite recommendations right now?
Right now in Canada, we're nearing the end of winter, which is a great time to head online and look up some end of season sales or head over to secondhand websites like Facebook Marketplace or Kijiji or secondhand shops to find gear for the next year.
That's actually amazing advice. Thank you for that. Let's end with a challenge. You challenge families to?
I challenge families to recycle and reuse your gear. When you're done with it, pass it on to a friend or a family member or a charity like Women in Need.
Thank you for listening for my podcast.
Thanks for adventuring with us. Please subscribe and share your love by reviewing our podcast with 5 stars. And follow us over at Kids Who Explore on Instagram and all other social media platforms.